Tara Romero's TV Indians. It's a really detailed piece. If we step back, before we look at the screens, we see this whole sepia tone and this landscape that kind of reminds you of Edward Curtis's early photographic work of natives. And she said she was thinking about that when she did this. Let's talk about the people. They're wearing their traditional clothing, but not necessarily plains, big headdresses. These are people from the region or her own community. Every person here is known to her. They are living people, and behind them is kind of her message with these TVs. When I looked at this, I realized that the artist had put a lot of thought into the images that she's placed on the screen. And then there are screens that are blank with static. The static probably is a message to us too. So the idea of the public receiving images of American Indians and Native Americans since the 1950s and 60s, when Westerns were very popular and on TV and the movies. And she's asking us to think about that. When I spoke with her about this, she said she went and got a lot of old TVs. They're actually plugged into a power saw, so the static source, the static is real. Like you, I thought, okay, I think I know there's Dances with Wolves and Little Big Man with Dustin Hoffman and The Lone Ranger and Raising the Flag at Iwo Jima, but some I didn't know and I had to do a lot of work. But I put together what I thought was on the screens and asked her, is this correct? And she said yes. And right nearby here, I have a TV screen, a make-believe TV screen to kind of echo what she was doing. It has a QR code. Visitors can watch a brief video in which the screens from the photograph are shown in greater depth in this make-believe TV. And it tells, it's just screen roll, sort of old-fashioned black and white text about what's on the various screens. We put the test pattern, but there was a time when TV did not run 24 hours. It would go off at night and come on later in the morning. But what would be on the blank screen was a kind of test pattern that also included a figure of a Native person in a headdress. So we have put that here as a reference to it. But Kara is really asking us to think about this, think about our ideas, our impressions of what does it mean to be Native. And in her own way, she's certainly expanding our horizons.